And, mis queridos listeners, we end our show, as we do every week, with some sabiduría, or some words of wisdom. Now, they often say that wisdom comes with age. But sometimes it feels like the grown-ups are doing it all wrong. And it's the kids who really are the ones who get it. We visited PS 154 in the South Bronx, New York, to get some life lessons from a group of fourth graders. Here's their wisdom.
Hi, my name is Javier Diaz. I live in the Bronx, and I am in fourth grade.
My name is Rocio. I'm a fourth grader.
My name is Janaya.
Hi, my name is Justin Maldonado.
Jada Edwards.
Hi, my name is Natalie. I'm in fourth grade, and I live in the Bronx.
My name is Ayano.
Hi, my name is Mohammed Sineda. I'm in fourth grade. I live in the Bronx.
Hi, my name is Zachary Mitchell. I think that you should treat other people with care and kindness because if you want somebody to treat you good, so how about you treat them good?
Being a good person is a person that is honest.
What makes a good person is being kind to other people and not telling people to shut up or anything.
Like, if somebody is talking, you have to listen to them.
Also, a good person is someone who does all homework.
Violence is okay when you're trying to defend yourself. But when you're doing violence on purpose, it's not okay, because what if you do something to another person and they didn't do anything to you?
Well, depending on what the situation is, like if it's a bank robbery and it's hostages, the only way to get them to stop is to use violence against them.
You should respond in a mature way. So, for example, like a person is giving you attitude, you should don't give them attitude back. Just be the mature one and do the right thing.
For example, you're in a bank and somebody just comes up to you and like just bumps you. And they like doesn't even say excuse me. If you want to react, you can react. Don't even react like bad, because then they're going to react back at you and then it's going to start a whole problem. What you should do is like just say, oh, you bumped into me. And if they don't say sorry, they ignore it.
One social issue that I'm really focused about is racism.
We should all have the same rights. Like, just because we're different skin color doesn't mean we have different rights.
People should all treat each other the same, because what if you have a friend that's different skin color than you, and let's say your mom tells you not to hang out with them, how would your friend feel?
It's our external traits. I would change the world by creating peace and stop homelessness.
I'll make sure that no kids get bullied and everyone feels good in the world.
To make the world a better place, I would start a program, and I would try to get people in my program too to try to help out. And we'll go on the websites and try to figure out ways to stop the social issues that people have been going through.
Sabiduría from Miss Becker's fourth grade class at PS 154 in the South Bronx.